Hachette Audio presents True Compass by Edward M. Kennedy. Read by John Bedford Lloyd.
I lay on the bowsprit, facing astern, the water foaming into spume under me. The masts, with every sail white in the moonlight, towering high above me. I became drunk with the beauty and singing rhythm of it. And for a moment, I lost myself, actually lost my life. I was set free. I dissolved in the sea, became white sails and flying spray, became beauty and rhythm, became moonlight and the ship in the high, dim-starred sky. I belonged, without past or future, within peace and unity and a wild joy, within something greater than my own life or the life of man, to life itself. To God, if you want to put it that way. Eugene O'Neill, Long Day's Journey into Night. For Vicky, my true compass on this voyage. My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep, for both are infinite. William Shakespeare. Prologue, The Torch, 2008. It was on the sunny spring day of Tuesday, May 20th, 2008, that I emerged from a medicated drowsiness in a Boston hospital bed and looked up into the face of a doctor who explained to me in a somber way that I was about to die and that I had best begin getting my affairs in order and preparing my friends and family for the end. As I lay in that hospital bed,